morning, everyone. Turning once again to the book of Genesis, though this time we move a little further, not very far, just one chapter, for we're in chapter 4 today. Chapter 4 of Genesis. And we're going to read part of the chapter just to familiarize ourselves with the story. Now, you know the story. It's all about Cain and Abel. And the new picture of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're going to look at is Abel's lamb. So let's read from verse 1, and we'll just remind ourselves of the wonderful story. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel, and to his offering. But unto Cain and his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, or very angry. And his countenance fell. That's a good description. You always know when somebody's angry. Their face falls and turns into a scowl. And that's what happened to Cain. That's what happened to Cain. Verse 6, And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. He'll always be wandering, never find a permanent place. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Amen. And the Lord will bless his precious word to our hearts. Now we're going to look at the verse 4. And in the verse 4 we read these words, And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. The Lord accepted Abel's offering. He thought highly of Abel's offering. If you respect someone, you think highly of them. And when it says God respected Abel's offering, it means that God was pleased with it. God was pleased with Abel's offering. But let's just, before we come to Abel's offering, let's just look at the background here to this story. Because here are two brothers, the first two sons born on the earth. But how different they were. How different they were. You know, sometimes in families, you find this difference. You find one member of the family is very different from another member of the family. And I don't mean they look different. I mean they are different in their attitude to God. Because that's what put the difference between Cain and Abel. I don't know what either of them looked like. Both of them might have been handsome lads. Both of them might have been tall and strong. I don't know. But this I do know. There was a great difference between what one thought of the Lord and what the other thought. Now, Eve, the mother of these two boys, very clearly had a very high opinion of Cain. You know, boys and girls, sometimes mammies make serious mistakes. They make very serious mistakes. They look on a child and they begin to think about that child that this child is very wonderful. Now, there's nothing wrong in mothers thinking their children are wonderful, even if we could say a few things to the contrary to their mammies. But there's nothing wrong with that, except when a mammy goes too far in her high thinking of her child. And Eve did that. Eve did that. And you know, well, one day we will know when we get to heaven and we know all things. But I have a feeling that because of Eve's high view of Cain, she spoiled him. She maybe led him away with things. She didn't discipline him as she should have. But Cain certainly took the wrong path in life. And today, listen to me, today Cain is lost forever in hell. And it would be a sad thing indeed if he started on that path that led to hell because of a mother's overindulging of her son. You will see something of Eve's attitude toward Cain in the opening verse of this chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Eve thought too highly of Cain. I have gotten a man from the Lord. What she was saying, boys and girls, is that the man God promised, Cain's that man. You remember God did promise someone. We looked at it for a number of weeks back in chapter 3. Just turn back one page. Verse 15 of chapter 3. We looked at this verse. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The woman's seed, a man, is here promised. Now we know that that was the Lord Jesus. He was the promised seed. But Eve misapplied God's word. Took it to mean that the promised one was Cain. And you can imagine just how Eve would have treated that boy now that she believed he was the promised one. You can just imagine how she would have danced attendance on him. Maybe even, and I'm sure she did, preferred him before Abel. No, sit back, Abel. Let Cain go first. And she spoiled him. Oh, boys and girls, I have often over the years, when I'm preaching, pointed out to mummies and daddies that the word we use when we do not treat our children and discipline our children and teach our children in a correct fashion, the word we use is spoil them. I've heard granny saying, oh, I love to spoil them. Ach, it does no harm to spoil them. Think of that word, spoil. Now, if you took it in your head to spoil things in the classroom, and you went in and you threw the chairs over and tipped over the desks and spilled the pens all out everywhere, and the teacher came in, well, what are you doing? Oh, I love to spoil the classroom. Do you think the teacher would say, oh, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Do you? Of course you wouldn't. Think of the word spoil. when mummies or daddies or anybody else allows a child to do what it likes, go its own way, say no when it shouldn't say no, disobey them, spoil them, that's exactly what they're doing. They're destroying them. And I have no doubt that Eve spoiled her son, allowed him his own way all the time. Listen, boys and girls, you have got to be taught. You have got to be taught from your very little one that the way you want to go is the wrong way. The way you want to go instinctively is the wrong way. It's the wrong way. When you're young, you will want to follow a path, and it'll be the wrong path. Always it will be the wrong path. It'll never be the right path. You will never choose the right path unless you are instructed and taught and disciplined. How do you keep sheep or cattle in the right field? You put a fence around it and you shut the gate. Otherwise, they'd be off over hill and dale. But I believe Eve did not correct her son. And she allowed her son basically to have his own way. And boys and girls, he chose the wrong way. As every one of us will, if we're not taught. Paul said to Timothy, from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. So that Timothy, from his early childhood, was taught the Holy Scriptures. I'm going to turn it up for you because, and I want you to turn it up as well, because it's so important not only that we hear these verses, but we look at them ourselves. 2 Timothy, the chapter 3, and the verse 16, that's an easy reference. 3 and 16 is such a wonderful combination. We know it refers to a number of great verses. Well, here's one of them. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. In other words, you'll not be wise regarding salvation unless you're taught from the Word of God. If you do not heed the Word of God, you will not be wise regarding salvation. And that means that you have to be disciplined, you have to be corrected, you have to be taught. Oftentimes we don't like taking instruction. What do I say, oftentimes? I think we should say always we don't like taking instruction. Out in the playground there, you're misbehaving, and the teacher says, what are you doing? And you're a little distance from the teacher. And you turn your back and you, is that me again? We don't like being taught. We don't like being disciplined. We want our own way. Well, listen, boys and girls. Your own way will take you to hell. Do you hear that? Your own way will take you to hell. And you're going to have to be taught that your way is wrong. The Bible says there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Out there in the world, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people are going on a way which they think is right, but it will end in hell. There's only one right way, and it's the way God sets down, and we've got to be taught to follow that way. May the Lord help you to do that. See that your annoyance and your vexation at being taught the way of God stems from that old sinful nature. And if you have your way, you'll never be in heaven. Now we'll come back again next assembly, I'm with you, which is Tuesday, and we'll take up the study. But we didn't get too far here in the study today. There's such a lot of things that have to be said. But do you just remember, Cain was a spoiled boy, and he never got to heaven because of that. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Lord, we pray that you will bless your word to every heart. Give understanding. Let it be written on the hearts of boys and girls here today, I pray of thee. We commit our school to thee afresh, praying for your blessing upon the children and upon the teachers and upon the homes of the children, the mothers and fathers. Grant your blessing this day for Jesus' sake. Amen.